Audio Renaissance presents Messenger of Truth by Jacqueline Winspear. Read for you by Orla Cassidy. Romney Marsh, Kent. Tuesday, December 30th, 1930. The taxicab slowed down alongside the gates of Camden Abbey, a red-brick former mansion that seemed even more like a refuge as a bitter sleet swept across the grey, forbidding landscape.
"Is this the place, madam?"
"Yes, thank you." The driver pulled alongside the main entrance, and almost as an afterthought, the woman respectfully covered her head with a silk scarf before leaving the motor car. "I shan't be long."
"Right you are, madam."
He watched the woman enter by the main door, which slammed shut behind her.
"Rather you than me, love," he said to himself, as he picked up a newspaper to while away the minutes until the woman returned again.
The sitting room was warm, with a fire in the grate, red carpet on the stone floor and heavy curtains at the windows to counter draughts that the ancient wooden frame could not keep at bay. The woman, now seated facing a grill, had been in conversation with the abbess for some 45 minutes.
"Grief is not an event, my dear, but a passage, a pilgrimage along a path that allows us to reflect upon the past from points of remembrance held in the soul. At times the way is filled with stones underfoot, and we feel pained by our memories. Yet on other days the shadows reflect our longing and those happinesses shared." The woman nodded.